Okay. This is Elizabeth Lynch Phillips from the Programs Committee, and I wanted to thank everyone for joining us today and thank Krista for being brave enough to call with 10 minutes heads up. That was disconcerting. I wanted to let everybody know that our next event is going to be a live event with Julie Claire entitled Why Creativity Belongs in Coaching. That's going to be in Santa Fe, and the details will be on the website, and you'll also get email notice from Kelly. Programs are also listed on our website, www.icfnewmexico.org. I'm going to ask the audience members to please mute themselves now by pushing star 6. And Krista, do you want to just do questions and answers at the end? Does that work best with your format?
Yes, I'm glad to do that. Is there any way for it to get people have questions during the process?
Sure. Yeah, is that better?
I mean, I just want to leave it open there. I'm totally flexible to taking them as they come, or if it's easier for you, I'm happy to do it.
No, it's fine with me. It's really just what works with your presentation style. But so if that's fine with Krista, then if at any point you have a question in the presentation, just push star 6 to unmute yourself, and then say your name and ask your question, and then when you're done, you've gotten your answer, then you can star 6 yourself again, just to keep the lines quiet. So you can do that during the presentation, as Krista said, or wait till the end, whatever is better. And now I'm happy to introduce Krista Martin. She's the president and founder of Make Your Mark. And as a speaker and business coach, she teaches coaches and consultants how to build their business empire the easy way. She does this using her Fast Track to Clients system. And together, she and her clients, they craft a plan so her clients attract more customers, make more money, and have more fun. It's hard to imagine those three things happening at the same time. But Krista has an MBA in marketing, and she's a CPCC and an ACC. And having spent more than 12 years in the corporate world, she has extensive business, marketing, and sales experience. She built and sold her first side business, and now she enjoys helping business owners to build their businesses so that the business fits into their lifestyle instead of the other way around. She stepped out of her comfort zone on numerous occasions, and she's lived to tell about it. Maybe she will tell us something today along those lines. And her experience has taught her that building a business doesn't have to be hard. And get ready to learn, laugh, and break some rules. Awesome. Help me welcome Krista Martin. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Sure.
And again, I'm so excited to be here and really share what was such a challenge for me. And I'll share a teensy bit about kind of my struggle to build my business. But I'm always all about making it as easy as possible. And ever since as a child, I always thought, there's got to be a process. There's got to be a way to do things, which I think kind of made me weird in a lot of ways. But also served to help really kind of, or I guess give an example of my mindset, that it's always easy, or there's always a way to break things down in my experience. And to make them easy and replicable, if that's the right word. And and really when it comes to building a business, you know, Elizabeth, you and I haven't talked specifically about your business, for example, but, you know, it doesn't have to be hard, but too many times we subscribe to that belief that it's supposed to be a challenge, we're supposed to get incremental growth, and we're supposed to pay our dues. And so I'm introducing a format tonight that will allow, hopefully, everybody to see that it doesn't have to be incremental, and it is absolutely possible to have fun in your business and to make a lot of money and to serve your clients at a super high level.
All right.
A superpower combination, I guess.
Yeah.
And so what I love to begin with is just asking everybody to have an open mind. And, you know, a lot of what I'll share tonight is very much maybe completely, absolutely new to you. Some of it may be familiar. Some of it may be things that you've heard, you know, 1,800 times before. But as my coach reminded me many times, and I wanted to punch her in a love way, of course, when she would remind me of this, but to know and not do is to not know. And I think so many times in our business, it's easy, or in life, to say, oh, I know that. I know I'm, you know, supposed to eat or exercise or do certain things. But if we're not doing it, then there's really a cool opportunity for us to step into what's possible and also step into really shifting our business without doing a whole lot of work, which is really the cool thing. Mm. And so tonight, you know, or this afternoon, I guess, if you're on Mountain Time, that, you know, you're absolutely in the right place for this call tonight. If you're a coach where you feel like you don't really have that clear marketing plan or a clear plan for attracting more clients and making more money, you may be tired of the roller coaster ride and suffering through the feast and famine cycle. And this one, I feel like, really explains a lot of people is that I know I was in this place for a long time where you're just feeling exhausted and, quite frankly, frustrated because you're working way too hard for way, way, way too little payoff. And so the really super cool thing about what we're going to cover tonight is that regardless of what you've tried before, no matter what mentors you might have worked with, how many 18 million webinars that you've been on or trainings you've done, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done before because I'm going to, and it also doesn't matter what did or didn't work for you because what I'm going to share with you tonight is an easy process that I teach my clients and one that you can apply in many different levels in your business to easily grow your business and have fun. So, and I heard that laughter. I think it might be someone. Was that you, Elizabeth, suggesting
yeah, probably.
That you've been on a couple of times?
Yes.
It gets, you know, for a while, I've even had some of my clients where I have to put them on, like, a plan to get them because they're just addicted. You know, it's like they start working with me and they're like, I've got to do all these 18 different things and I'll learn all these things. And it's cool to see. And part of what I teach is that you get to choose the ways you want to show up, what marketing channels. And then if it's not Periscope or it's not podcasting, you get to say adios to those shiny objects that are flying across our desk and instead focus on what really attracts you to marketing and where you can easily reach your clients. So it doesn't have to be learning the newest, latest marketing fad, which is a lot of times a big relief to know that we can do this the old school way as far as, you know, the offline marketing and get massive results. And some of my clients have nearly six-figure businesses from doing everything offline. And by offline, I mean their marketing is speaking, is one-on-one conversations, and they don't even, you know, if I asked them about Periscope, they'd probably break out in hives because they'd have no idea what that was.
Well, so, that makes another one of us here, so yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, great, that's awesome, and I don't want to make you break out in hives, so I promise I won't mention that P word again.
Thank you, okay.
You know, and so tonight we're going to cover a lot of great stuff. But specifically, you'll be able to walk away and be able to clearly say, without a doubt, yes, absolutely, yes, I've nailed my target market. And I have four easy questions that I'll share with you. So you'll be able to really say, I feel confident about my target market. And then, oh, wait, I asked these questions. And yes, I still feel very confident, but I'm as narrow as I can get. Or, hey, I answered two out of those four questions with yes, so I've got opportunity for growth, which is always a powerful thing, too. I promise you'll uncover at least three new places to find your ideal clients, both online and offline. And really what I think draws a lot of people to this training or wanting to get on the call tonight is I promise to share the fastest path to cash in your business. So I hope there's little, you know, dollar signs lighting up in your eyeballs as you're thinking about this because it doesn't have to be hard and really there's an easy way to quickly grow your bank account. And part of that has to do with another piece of what you'll walk away with tonight, which is one simple mindset shift that will allow you to raise your rates and offer massive, massive value to your clients. And by raising your rates, I want you to think about adding two, if not three zeros to the right of whatever number you've been bringing in on a monthly basis, just with being able to really embrace this mindset shift that I'll share with everybody.
Great.
And Elizabeth, I know we went back and forth a little bit about through email, and I don't know, did everybody for the call tonight, did they get the action guide to have with them,
yeah.
And if not, that's fine. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, they did. Our virtual assistant sent out a reminder and as well as an attachment, which was your from crickets to clients.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Great name.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody has it in front of them.
Yes, and what I will do too is I will make sure to get you a completed kind of the answer key version of that that you can feel free to disseminate if people are interested in having that, because
wonderful.
I
yeah,
know it's frustrating when there's blanks left on your worksheet, at least, and maybe that's something that makes me weird too, but I'm like, that blank, I got to get that filled in. So I don't want anybody to be stressed if they've got a few blanks left or they weren't able to print it off, that I'll make sure you absolutely have the action guide at the end, but it is a great guide to have with you to jot down questions and also different ideas that will come into your mind through the training.
Great.
In the teleclass. And the official bio of me, you know, Elizabeth did most of it. You know, I have my MBA in marketing. I'm a CPCT. I went through the Coaches Training Institute. What I consider to be one of the most important things of my very official bio is that I am a sales and sales and margarita lover, but those two do go together in an interesting way. So I do have lots of sales and marketing experience, and the margarita piece has to do with my first side business. So I'll leave everybody on the edge of their seat wondering what that could be. So, and really what I think drew me, or what I know drew me to creating the business that I have now, where I get to teach coaches how to build their business in an easy way that really serves their clients and serves the bank account in a big way, is that I went through a great coaches training program. I absolutely was a huge fan of CPI, and I came home, coaching certificate in hand, and I flung open the front doors to my house, you know, sun shining, warm on my face, and I said, I'm open for business. And
how'd that work?
Yeah, you can guess by the title of the presentation tonight.
Right.
The crickets that were there. And by the way, I have a PowerPoint that I've done for when I've given this presentation live. And don't ever Google images, like real images of crickets, because that's not something that you want to see. They're a lot uglier than you could imagine them to be, so just trust me on that piece. But
okay,
it really was, you know, I thought, okay, I've got my MBA, I know sales, I know marketing, why are people not running up to me with credit cards in hand ready to pay me for coaching? And so what I learned really the hard way was that growing my business boiled down to three core things. And
got a little bit of an echo
there. I don't know if somebody's maybe unmuted. Or
yeah.
Can you hear
if anyone's unmuted, if they could touch star 6 to mute themselves, so maybe you'll take care of some of that background noise. So I think that's better.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. So whoever muted themselves, thank you. I just was hearing a whole lot of myself there. But really, you know, I mean, I did what I think a lot of people end up doing, in that I went back to a corporate job because I was gifted a early departure from being in pharmaceutical sales many times, but the first time, and I thought, oh, I've got 10 weeks severance, I can make this business happen, I'm going to be making 6 figures, this is awesome. And at the end of 6 figures, or at the end of those 10 weeks, I had just as many clients as I had at the beginning of the 10 weeks. Although I was tired, I'm not sure how many showers I took in that time. I was overworked, underpaid, and stressed, and actually looked forward to a corporate job in the sense that I would have some structure and actually have some income. Mm-hmm. So I worked with a lot of the big name marketing gurus to, you know, every webinar I could get my hands on, in addition to tons and tons really investing in myself financially, but also time-wise, and figuring out, okay, how can I make this easy? How can I find the process that really at its core can be repeated over and over? Because I was chasing every shiny object. I was figuring out, you know, what it meant to be on all the different platforms, social media-wise, and that wasn't paying off at all. So really, at the very highest level, the three core things that I learned the hard way that that will allow you to grow your business and can be applied at many different levels of your business is first to focus on the who. And by that, I mean several things. You know, who you are, what do you do, what results do you provide, what is your voice, why or why do you do the work that you do? That's one piece of the who. The other piece is who you love working with. I like to call your ideal client your happy dance client. Mm-hmm. And I see so many people get stuck here because they're afraid of narrowing down and claiming the person they most love working with, because they're afraid that will set them up for failure, or that people will say, oh my gosh, she's so specific, I can't hire her because she only works with XYZ people. But in reality, once you claim your target market, you will still claim people outside of that that are attracted to you and your energy, and your marketing will become so much easier. So the first piece of what I learned the hard way was knowing first and foremost who your ideal client is and who you are as a coach and why you do what you do. The second piece is being very clear around your where. And so where do these sometimes seemingly mystical unicorns hang out? You know, where are these ideal clients that we got so clear on, we know everything about them, and where are they? So a key component in the Fast Track to Client system that I teach my clients, and really the core of going from crickets to clients, is knowing where do your ideal clients hang out, how can you easily access large groups of them, and knowing this component is so, so important. You know, if you're targeting Eskimos, for example, to kind of have a dramatic example, but you target Eskimos, you live in Hawaii, and you decide that, oh my gosh, I just have to help solve the Eskimos problems of X, Y, and Z, they're just way too cold and not living life that honor who they really are. If you have no way of getting easily to where they are, that's not an ideal target market unless they gather in groups, large groups online or someplace that you can find them. So it's important to not only know where to hang out, but to know that you have a way to access them. And then the third piece of what we'll get into tonight, and the third piece of really what you need to focus on, knowing one, who your ideal client is, two, where that person is, and then three, we're going to put together an irresistible offer that is going to make it easy for them to say yes. And that may be what some people call a bite-sized offer. It could be, hey, guess what? I offer strategy sessions, or I offer a discovery call. But having that next step clearly laid out in an easy way for them to say yes is so important. And the work that I do with clients, especially when they're building their business at the beginning stages, is we start by creating an irresistible offer in the form of a program or a package. And once we have that, then we can expand and say, okay, maybe let's look at, you know, mastering the sales conversation and looking at what a discovery call could look like and come up with all these different types of irresistible offers. But for the purpose of what we'll really dig into tonight, it really is about thinking in terms of programs and packages and solving one or more of your ideal client's problems, that they're eager to say, yes, here's my credit card because you hit it on the head and I'm so willing to do the work, pay the investment, and invest the time because you know exactly what they need. And one of my dream clients is a coach, actually, that's in Mountain Standard Time, so maybe I should know better about Mountain Standard Time. She's in Colorado, but she told me that, you know, as a result of working with me and going through this very clear system and structure, she said her ideal clients are now approaching her rather than her having to chase them down, which is really a dream come true for most coaches out there, because I feel like so many times coaches are struggling and feeling like, you know, a person walks down the street and it's like, oh, there's a person. They have two legs and two arms. I have to tackle them because I know they're screwed up in some shape or form or fashion, and I can coach them. Dang it. You know, and they're screwed up. They don't even know it, but I will prove to them they need me. And coming from that place of desperation is not only frustrating, but it really makes you wonder, as a coach, can I really do this? You know, do people really make money? And is it really possible to have a thriving business? And my answer to all those questions are yes, it is absolutely possible. Yes, you are an amazing coach. And when we follow the system, I promise you will not be tackling, football or otherwise, anybody walking down the street or in your neighborhood or even worse, in your house. You know, if it's a spouse, that's kind of the danger zone. Honey, you're screwed up. Let me fix you, please. That, in my experience, has not gone over very well.
Okay.
And what I would love for everybody to do tonight is just take a minute and jot down, if you can think of 10 traits of your ideal client. And this is a starting point. And just see how many that you can come up with. And when you're thinking of these 10 traits, they can be deep, they can be superficial, it really doesn't matter. And I'm giving you permission to fully release any force that you feel like this has to be perfect, this has to be right. But I'll give you a second just to see how many you can jot down. And I'll be quiet for just a second while you do that and give you the space to do that real quick. And Elizabeth, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but did you have a chance to maybe mentally or actually write down how many traits you could come up with for an ideal client?
Before we talked? Or right now?
Oh, just right now.
Right now? Okay. I'm not 10. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want to hear those, or do you want to...
I'd love to hear those.
Okay. So I'm currently, I'm a life coach, and I coach typically women, but I'm starting to create a business in which I coach lawyers on balance in all sorts of different arenas, work-life balance, left-brain, right-brain balance, things like that. So I have not started that business yet, but that's my goal. So there's five characteristics I came up with just on the fly were smart, fed up, willing to change, wants more from life than just work, and financially solvent.
Okay.
Which is
those are
statement.
Awesome. And that's a great starting point. And the cool thing is that I hope it's okay if we're using you as an example now.
Sure.
I totally just threw you under the bus. So I
hope. Well, I'm not muted, so I'm a victim. I'm a cookie duck, so that's okay.
Well, thank you for your willingness. And
sure.
And it's good to see that. I bet there's people on the call tonight that are maybe have very different segments that they serve that they could say, oh yeah, those things are very similar. Or hey, she described my ideal client. You know, just with those traits, which I think a lot of times a lot of those are similar. But then also the opportunity to get even more specific and dig into, you know, what is it a, you know, even if you think of your dream client, is it typically a female lawyer versus a male lawyer? Or, you know, it's one of my clients works with lawyers in a very similar capacity to what you're explaining or discussing, and she helps them the way she verbalizes it is at the critical intersection of life, career, and self.
Great.
And that's
beautiful.
Yes, and I'm sure she would not mind if that fits, that you use that and see how that could help to even get more clear and build on your client description. But even
Great.
Things,
okay.
You know, that, like, when I think of my dream client, it's a coach. Typically, it's a woman. She's tried building a business. She's probably making less than, some of my clients, and see, this is where that naturally comes up, but some of my clients are making near six figures or right around there, but I also have some that are just starting out. And so, for me, the sweet spot of where I like to start working with them is at the place of starting out and being, you know, maybe three or less clients. And so the more that we can get into their head and the challenges that they're having, the more we can get not only more clear on what it is that we're offering to them and the types of programs and how we serve them, it also makes our marketing more clear. So I love the fact that you said, okay, it's a lawyer, you know, they're financially solvent. And then when you think of, actually, and this is one of the exercises that I'll do with you, and everybody can kind of think through it themselves as well. But if you're, imagine that your phone rang right now, because, you know, I'm sure you have 50 different phones in your house, and not the one that you're on right now for the purposes of this call. But your phone rings, you pick it up, and it's somebody that gives you, you're so excited to work with. You talk to him or her, you wrap up the conversation, they say they want to hire you, they're ready to go, and then you call me and you say, oh my gosh, Chris, I just want to tell you, that was my dream client, through and through. That was the person that I'm so excited to work with. And when you think about that one person on the other end of that line, that one person that called you, how would you describe that person?
Okay. Probably female, a lawyer. At the cusp of deciding whether or not she wants to stay in the law. Because she just feels like her soul's getting a little deadened in the practice. She wants more. It's not just work-life balance. It's a deeper thing than that. She's kind of probably exploring whether or not this was the right career choice for her, and feels like her creativity and her soul have been a little sapped by this line of work. Mm. She really wants to explore that and just not be so unhappy because she feels very stuck.
Okay. Is this lady the person that called you? Is she married? Or does she have a family?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I assume so, but not necessarily.
Okay. If you had to say an age, because I'm, you know, people don't always say, hi, I want to hire you, and I'm 45. You know, that's not
right.
Always something they might throw out there, but if you had to guess.
I'm thinking 40s.
Okay.
40s. Long enough to have been practicing for a while and starting to feel the effects of what that lifestyle can do.
Okay. Gosh, I feel like that is a very clear place to be. And I know I put you on the spot earlier saying, okay, 5, you know, and come up with them really, really quickly, or come up with 10 and you came up with 5. But I feel like even just in this example here, you know more about her than you realize. That,
yeah. I guess I do. Yeah, I guess I hadn't narrowed it down that far as her age and her, whether or not she's married. I guess I hadn't dug that deeply. So this is really helpful.
And what comes up for me, and I'm totally projecting this on you without having had a previous conversation, but I feel like your person, your ideal client, is probably married or has a family in some shape or form, and that may be what has contributed to her feeling like, wait a second, I want to be at my son's soccer games. Or
right.
Or that's making me feel even doubly overwhelmed because I'm going to every soccer game, managing the law side of it, and I thought this is what I wanted, but now I'm very unhappy.
Yeah, that's a really good description, but just as long as I'm getting this free token. I also know lawyers that my husband works with who are women who are in their late 30s, early 40s, and they feel like they will never have a family because they never leave work. They're stuck in that. But I guess maybe it makes sense. Are you saying that then it's probably better to decide which of those
are
my clients?
Yes, it's helpful in the sense that it helps you from a marketing perspective.
Okay.
Because, like, when I write my newsletter, I write a blog, and this is getting off a little bit, but I always think about that one dream client, even that I spoke about a few minutes ago, that said, you know, my clients are now attracting or coming to me. It's not me chasing them down anymore. And I think about writing to her. And the cool thing is that one makes it easier in my communication when I'm talking about her or when someone asks what my ideal client is, because I have that vision of Julie in my mind, and I can clearly see her and know her exact challenges. And I also attract people outside of that. For example, I've worked with a few super cool men coaches that obviously Julie is a, you know, you can tell by her name that she's a woman. But, you know, and Julie, in my example, has children, but I've worked with people that are at the stage where either their children have moved out or they don't have children. So it just makes your marketing easier from a focus standpoint.
Okay, that's really helpful to be that specific about more details about their life. That's helpful.
And then, you know, the cool thing is you'll still get women coming to you, you know, in their, like you said, late 30s that are saying, oh, my gosh, my life's almost, you know, I'm almost to the point where am I going to have a child? And so those women will be attracted because it's still the, at its core, I think, that family drive that they want.
Gotcha.
And it's like, how do I balance and create space for all of that?
Got it. Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Oh, sure. And that's, you know, sometimes it's just pretending that phone rings and who it is. Or for me, you know, my ideal client is a younger version of myself. And that's where I find many of my clients start out when they're like, I don't know who the heck I want to serve. So just to have a jumping off place, it's, you know, like I'm serving that person who's got their door flung open wide, the beautiful sun shining on their face. And they're saying, okay, I like you, Crickets. You're very nice, but I'm ready for some paying clients. I'm ready to do the work that I love, which is a younger version of me in the sense that I went through that exact struggle.
Right.
And so that's another kind of trick or way to get started when you get stuck. And also what I tell my clients and remind myself of on a very regular basis is that growing our business is an absolutely dynamic process. So one group that you say, oh, my gosh, these are my peeps, these are the people I love serving, that's going to shift and probably shift many times as you grow and evolve as a business owner. You know, you may get sick of those women, you're the boy. Oh, my gosh, they're so annoying. I want to work with a totally new group. And that's fine. So to allow that and allow imperfect action and just the more... You know, kind of building a business is about taking steps, even when we're not clear exactly where we know generally where we're headed, but it's saying, okay, it's a little bit foggy here. I'm still getting into action because that's what gives us the clarity. So thank you for being a willing guinea pig there. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You're like, that's part of the fun of being on the call is you get thrown into all kinds of conversations you aren't expecting.
Right.
And the four questions that I have, and you do want to write these down, but there's four easy ways to know if you've nailed that ideal client and or if you're moving in the right direction. So if you can't answer yes to all of these, that's great because that means you have an opportunity for even more clarity. So the first question is, does this ideal client give you energy? The second question is, does this client happily pay you what you're worth? The third question is, does this client spread the word about you without you even asking them to do so? And the last question. Does your ideal client happily spread the word about you without you even asking them to do that?
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. For example, Julie, the client I mentioned earlier, was sending clients my way before I even knew what was going on. She said, oh, yeah, I have all these coach friends, and I'm sending them your way. And it was just that she genuinely was wanting me to be successful as a person and as a business owner, and we really connected on a very powerful level. And that leads into the fourth question, which is, does this client want your happiness and success too? And it's, you know, it's not that we go into a coaching relationship necessarily trying to win friends and, oh, if you like me, this is going to be really great. You're going to get lots of results. You'll get better coaching if you like me and send clients to me. it's not that as much as it is the type of dynamic and relationship that you have when that person just generally wants to send clients your way. They love the work that you're doing. They love how you're challenging them. And they generally want you to have a happy life and a business that's fulfilling in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody need me, or I guess I'll just repeat those real quick. The questions again, the first one is, does this ideal client happily pay me what I'm worth? Does this ideal client give me energy? Does this ideal client spread the word about me? Does this ideal client really want my happiness and success too? Elizabeth, again, putting you totally on the spot here, do you feel like when you think about that group that you could answer yes to those four questions?
Yeah, I do. And I have clients already that aren't lawyers, some of my normal clients, that I feel like are check off these boxes. They're not my new business that I'm trying to get into, but I know that feeling that they give me energy, I know they pay me what I'm worth, they don't gripe about it, and they do tell other people, and they do want my happiness and success. So I know that sort of energy when you get a client like that. So.
And it's so awesome when you're working with them. You know, the sure sign that it's not an ideal client is when you do, like I've done, and my clients have done in the past, where it's like, please have that client not call in. Please have that client forget that. That is a surefire sign that is not your dream client. And you're hoping that they forget to call in for the coaching
right.
call. So, and I would love, you know, for you to even explore, too, that you said that you're shifting your business. And what traits, you know, or just for you to reflect on the traits and maybe personality characteristics of the people that you could say yes to that maybe isn't a quote-unquote lawyer or, you know, that direction you're moving into, but to even get more clarity around those traits, because that can be a piece of what's really appealing to you and who you work with, too.
Right, right. Thank you.
Sure. And the next consideration is, if we have, you know, clarity about who these beautiful ideal clients are, is to figure out where in the heck they're hiding. And a lot of times it feels like they're hiding when in reality they're right in front of us. And so what I'd like to do is share some of my favorite clients, which spots and places to find them. And the question I'd love for everybody to ask yourself is, there's going to be some that I'll suggest to you that you'll say, oh my gosh, it's so, you know, old school, I've heard that 18,000 times. But ask yourself, how can this apply to my business? Or how can I apply this in a new way to my business? And what I teach my clients to do, too, really coming from that place of being focused, and we have Waffle Houses on just about every corner here in the South, and when you order your grits, you can get them splattered, covered, and smothered, which is how we show up when we try to do all 18 things, or I'm not going to talk about 18 things tonight, but if you tried to do every single idea that I suggest tonight, you're going to be Waffle House style and show up splattered, covered, and smothered, exhausted, underpaid, and overworked. And so I teach my clients to choose three out of some of the ideas that I'll share with you tonight and just really step into what feels most natural for you and where your clients are, and then focus on really knocking it out of the park with those three before you choose to bring in something else or you look at that shiny object flying across your desk.
Let me just interrupt, if you don't mind, just for purposes of time, since we got thrown off at the beginning a little bit. Will it work for you if we go about 10 more minutes and then open it up for questions, or 12, something like that?
Yes, thank you for sharing that, or for bringing that up. And what I'll do is kind of go real high level and kind of speed through
great,
some of these.
Great, okay.
And then we'll do some questions, if that's good.
Okay, perfect.
great. And so really when it comes to finding clients, I want to challenge you to look for opportunities to speak. That's been one of the fastest ways for me to attract and connect with my ideal clients. And I know the initial thing a lot of times people say, I don't have anything to talk about, or I don't have a book to sell. And all you have to do, all you have to have is, you know, an idea about what would serve your ideal client. Reach out to some local networking groups. And then at the end, your next step can be that you offer a discovery call with you or a one-on-one conversation, you know, a 30-minute sales conversation. So to challenge yourself to look for those opportunities, because when you position yourself as a speaker, you naturally build the know, like, and trust factor, and people see you in that elevated position as an expert, and people are eager to connect with you. And so looking for speaking opportunities, even at local networking events, even if you feel like your ideal client may or may not be there, just give it a shot. Build your confidence. Get some clarity. Get up in front of the crowd. Practice that. And practice making that offer that people can connect with you for that next steps call or clarity call. Another client's rich spot is through, obviously, referrals. And when you think about referrals, I'm going to challenge you tonight to think about who else is serving your ideal client. For example, I have a good friend and colleague who helps business owners do their first videos and get set up online with, you know, the how and why of creating a video for their business and how to look on camera and be professional and all that good stuff. So she comes in contact with lots of coaches that are doing that, but they don't have the marketing, they don't have their business where they want it to be. So she's a perfect referral partner for me, as well as if I have a client who says, oh my gosh, I want to figure out video as a marketing strategy, I can refer people to her. So think about people that are already serving your ideal client in some shape, form, or capacity. And I also want you to think about referrals from your current or past clients. And some of my clients have set up very specific kind of a way of doing it where they have the conversation up front that, hey, guess what, we're going to work together for 6 months. And at the end of that, I'm going to ask you, you know, if you're happy with the work we did together, if you have three friends or colleagues that you can refer me to. And so many times, and I have told Julie, she's my dream client, 18 million times, and I also know that awesome people hang out with other awesome people, and I've said that to her. So, you know, I let her know that, hey, you know, I love working with you, and I love the results that you've created. I love how you've shifted your business. Who else do you know that I could serve in a similar capacity? And in that same vein, I mentioned this the other day to a client, and she said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think about this. But think about your current clients and what their next steps could be. How could you continue to serve them? I have a maintaining momentum program that I don't share with new clients right up front because it's not something that I offer to someone right out of the gates. But when someone's worked with me for a year or 6 months, that is an option where they work with me less, but they still have the support, and it's still created around what they need. And let's see, I'm going to look at my notes and make sure I hit really the high level. I also want you to think about looking at where your past clients have come from. A lot of times that's a gold mine that we think, oh my gosh, I spoke at one event and I got five clients. I did that, done that, been there, what's next? And actually, a client of mine came to me the other day and she said, I've been getting clients like gangbusters, I've got a wait list from networking, and now let's figure out Google Ads. And I said, Diana, I love you, and look at what you're creating, and let's look at where your clients have come from. And Google Ads was just her next shiny object that she felt like she needed to figure out. And so we reconstructed and looked at where her clients had come from, which all was from networking. So that's where she was going to continue to show up. And then a last thing that I know is going to make people on the line groan, but it's so worth saying, is that networking option. And I challenge you to find places where not only your ideal client shows up, but places where you can learn and grow. And the networking, the way I approach networking is to go in not as a business card handing out machine, but instead as going in and really my goal being to authentically connect with three people, and I want to walk out of there with three cards of people that I know about, that I actually care and have real conversations with, rather than going into the business card frenzy. And so when you approach it from that perspective, it's a lot different than, okay, I got to hand out 85 business cards if this is going to be a success. And when you ask people real questions, like, you know, hey, have you had any great vacations lately? Just watch their energy shift, and they'll probably want to hug you even though they just met you, because they're going to say, oh, my gosh, Krista's a real person. I can have a real conversation. Mm-hmm. And I am doing a little bit of speed talking here, so, you know, if questions come up, feel free to jot them down, because I'm happy to stay on the line as long as there are questions. But when it comes to the third component of really knowing what that irresistible offer is, I hope you're sitting down, because so many coaches that I've worked with and helped them to quickly bring in more money, they're doing the dollars per hours or month to month programs with their clients where you just show up, you know, by month, and then, okay, that's great, let's keep going. But the biggest way to really serve your clients at a high level and also grow your bank account quickly is to offer programs and packages. And before, you know, everybody's mind goes, oh, my gosh, my clients won't do that. I can't offer that. That will never work for me. I want you to think about any time you've been in a coaching relationship and how, like, I know for my clients that around 3 months, almost every 3 months, there's kind of this dip they go through. And unless we have a structure or a program that supports them where they're committing for longer than 3 months, it seems like people will tend to join the witness protection agency and completely go AWOL, you know, at the 3 month mark. And one of my clients, Elizabeth, that I'll share with you offline too, but in a very similar market to what it sounds like you're serving, she had a business that was making around $40,000 when we started working together, and she was very strict about 15 hours a week is what she was going to work, because she wanted to be with her family, and that was her foremost focus. She reached just about across the six-figure mark this last year, still honoring the 15-hour mark. But we had looked at, one of the things we looked at and shifted in her business was that she was allowing people to show up month to month. And she was frustrated because her clients would show up for 2 months, for 3 months, and get great progress, and then they disappear for 6 months. And then they came back more screwed up than they were in the first place. And so we worked to put together programs and packages that allowed her to help people get through that natural dip that happened for them. I think for her, was her clients would disappear around 3 months. So now the shortest term you can work with her is 6 months, and that's because she knows her clients and she knows they need the support beyond just the hour by hour or month to month type of support. And so when you
you're suggesting that the smallest package should be 6 months?
It varies on the client that you work with. I think at its core is knowing your client and even looking at, okay, where do they drop off in the past, or where do I know they're struggling, and how do I support them through that. So most cases I do see that 6 months is kind of a minimum benchmark, and I know, too, that when people are getting started out, that's kind of a hard thing to jump into.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be where you package, you know, even a 3 month package and let people know, hey, guess what? I know it's going to be tough at 3 months, and so I don't recommend starting here. But, you know, you may still offer that right at the beginning just to get more experience as a coach. And then after you've built up your confidence as a coach, you see more clearly that you can do, you know, really can have the business that you want, then, in my opinion, really 6 months is the minimum of what I think gives people a chance to create the transformation that they really want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Sure. And the fastest path to cash, even though all the internet gurus are going to say it's creating an ebook or an info product and just, you know, you create one, you put it out on the internet, and tomorrow you're on the beach drinking Mai Tais and money's just like flooding into all your offshore accounts because you're just a billionaire instantly. While that sounds great and it may happen for, you know, a fraction of 1% of the population, what it really comes to is the fastest path to cash is serving clients one-on-one. That's where you get to learn about what your clients really need. You get to get really, really clear on the value that you offer. And if you think about selling a $9.99 ebook versus a $1,000, $3,000, $5,000 program, you'd have to sell a whole heck of a lot of those $9.99 ebooks to reach even what one client maybe would come in at the $1,000 mark. And so looking at it as stepping up and really getting out and doing the marketing and being confident and going to networking events rather than hiding, which is what I think a lot of times people tend to do when they say, I'll just create an info product or got to work on my ebook or my free offer. While those are great things to work on, it's all about timing and doing it in the right order. And if you don't have that consistent, at least $3,000 to $5,000 every month, I would suggest that those are great things to think about, but to put them on the back burner and really focus on the offline marketing and getting in front of people and securing more one-on-one clients so that you get the confidence, you get the referrals, and your bank account starts to build up where you say, okay, I've got this. I'm really getting in the swing of things, and now, you know, I'm going to raise the investment level to work with me. And so I know I am so, you know, going through this as quickly as possible, trying to make sure that I'm delivering the most value. But I just want to make sure that everybody really hears that when you package your services and you can speak to the reason that I'm doing this is because I know what's best for my clients and I know what gets results. For example, I don't work with anybody. I used to offer, when I first started, a business breakthrough session, which was 90 minutes with me, and then 2 weeks later we jumped on the 30-minute call. And that was my way of building my confidence, so I offered that at first. And then I don't do that anymore because I know that was an artificial band-aid. That was making someone feel fixed when they really weren't. And it also wasn't the way that I wanted to work with clients, where I could have that relationship and know really how to challenge them. So thinking in that way, that when you really position yourself and you can speak to the reason that, hey, I don't do one-off coaching. I'm sure there's a lot of coaches that could do that, but the reason I don't is because I want you to make more money. I want you to create the framework, the structure to build the business that's going to help you to create consistent income every single month. People respond to that and they appreciate that you're acknowledging, hey, it's not a one-time fix. This is a lot of work. It can be fun, yes, and it can be lucrative, yes, and it doesn't happen overnight. And just acknowledging that is a powerful way to be. And one of the things that I want to offer, especially with the mix-up and the time tonight, is that I'd love to offer up, you know, that I'll stay on the call and walk through any questions that anybody has. But I was going to offer just five strategy sessions with me, where basically we should get, you know, 30 minutes on the phone and there's no cost. It's looking at where you are, where your business you want it to be, and what's keeping you stuck. And at the end, I can offer how I support people, and if there's a fit, that's awesome. If not, that's awesome too. But really to help you get that clarity about where you want to go with your business. And so I was going to offer five of them tonight, and I'd like to extend that to anybody, you know, if I'll double that to 10 people, if you're interested in taking me up on a no-cost strategy session, I would love to learn about you, connect for 30 minutes, no cost, really just looking at what's possible for you with your business. And if you're interested in setting that up, it's just a short online form, and it's kristamartin.com/free consult. So it's, and I'll make sure I send that to you too, Elizabeth, so you have that to share. But the first 10 people that apply, my sister and I'll send you a little note with my calendar, and we'll get that scheduled.
Okay.
So how is that for speed talking?
That was speed talking. Can I ask you, I'll be the first person with a question. Could you do a, you might have said it, I didn't hear the title. Did you say what the $1 million mindset shift is, in so many words?
Yes, thank you for asking that. And I think I did, but I probably was speed flying through it. But really, the $1 million mindset shift is that you actually serve your clients better when you offer them a program rather than by the hour or by the month.
I see. Okay. And I also, I like my version of your one-off, I've already learned, and through the 18 billion webinars, that packages are better than going month to month, and I agree with that, but I think my version of your one-off was the three-month package. That's kind of my baby, you know, insecure. That's, I know 3 months is not a good amount of time. I know 6 is better, but it sounded too pushy to ask. You know, it sounds like who's going to sign up for 6 months before they even know me? But I think that's good, a good reminder to that it's better for your client. It supports them better to do 6 months. So
it does. And I tell them, too, I mean, I'm straightforward even on our when we're having a conversation that, hey, the reason I don't offer one-offs is because you're like every other person in the world, and you're going to go, and I would say join the witness protection agency when the going gets tough, and I'm not going to allow that for you because when we work together, my goal is to help you get through the crap that you've maybe struggled with before or that you haven't been able to get through because I really want you to achieve those results. I really want you to have, you know, consistent five-figure months or four-figure months or whatever that looks like based on where they are, and that's my commitment level to them, that I won't be able to serve them if they're allowed to go hide, and so that's built into the way I serve clients. But I do,
right,
to your point, completely agree that, you know, sometimes we have to have that confidence builder or the business breakthrough or the 3 month program until we get to that confident place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as we have the goal and we know why we're doing what we're doing, it makes all the difference in the world that we're not, you know, using spaghetti as our strategy to serve our clients. Well, maybe
right
today and maybe that tomorrow.
Great. All right. Thank you so much. And I want to just, does anyone else have any questions they want to type in with? Right. Quiet audience.
Did you address the next to last question, the reason coaches often feel inauthentic or out of integrity?
Thank you for asking that as well. And I don't think I even touched on that. So you've got great ears and eyes and everything else. So thank you for that. The reason that I found that so many times coaches or consultants do feel out of integrity is that they're not doing what they're asking their clients to do. For example, if, you know, I'm a business coach and I don't have my own business coach, that's going to make me feel like I'm all kinds of a fraud, because why am I so good that I don't even need what I'm preaching as being a good support to growing your business? Or if, you know, you're a time management coach and you have all these productivity tools that you talk about how important those are, but you don't use them in your own business, it really helps with improve that feeling of being able to walk your talk and say, this is what I do. I share with people all day, every day, that, yes, I have a business coach, to let them know that I'm not just making up, oh, sure, just buy for me, you know, or sign up to work with me, and that's not my, and I don't really believe in what I do. You know, really showing that I walk the talk. I do exactly what I teach my clients to do. I use the same exact action guides when I teach my clients how to speak to sell. I pull out the same worksheets that I created for them. I use too. So many times as a coach, either without a coach or a coach that doesn't have a way to practice and really implement what they're teaching everybody else to do.
Excellent.
Thank you. Sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Krista. I'm just going to stop the recording now. Hold on 1 second.